listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A lack of regional doctors has forced one Great Southern practice to offer a hefty incentive. Livingston Medical is searching for a new GP to service Bremer Bay and Gerramungup. They're offering up to $450,000 a year, as well as a rent-free home and car. Farming groups have welcomed Canberra's latest drought initiatives. The Prime Minister yesterday unveiled $500 million for the Future Drought Fund that will pay for projects helping communities prepare for the next big dry. Natalie Collard from Farmers for Climate Action says the government's finally acknowledging the link between droughts and climate change.
So that means we can actually deal with not just tackling the symptoms, which is more frequent and severe droughts, but also trying to address some of the drivers of it in our preparedness and management as well.
An emotional tribute from the parents of two Perth brothers killed in Mexico. Callum and Jake Robinson had been on a surfing trip with an American friend when they died in a suspected robbery gone wrong. Their parents say their hearts are broken and the world is a darker place without them. Their father, Martin, thanking friends and family for their ongoing support.
In addition to that, I'd like to thank the numerous Australian government agencies that have helped us, including DFAT, the Australian Federal Police, and the Australian Embassy in Mexico.
In sport, the Collie Eagles hold on to the top spot in the Southwest Netball League. It follows a round 3 win over Kerry Park, finishing 52-44. Donnybrook closely following, boosted by a 49-35 victory. Meantime, it was a nail-biter between Augusta Margaret River and the Eden Boomers, with AMR escaping with a 2-point win. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.